here I am, shifting my seat, shifting my energy a little bit, and coming with a little bit more of a prepared message than those Holy Spirit talk off cuff, what is he going to say, I have no idea types of conversations that generally drop on our Thursday shows. So if you're tuning in to this, you are tuning in with the knowledge of what's about to come out, because I'm going to be specifically curating about the challenges, the obstacles, the trials, the tribulations that we face as global messengers.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Calling all his mighty messengers to the front lines, to the microphones, to the stages, to the bookshelves, to the digital platforms and beyond. This is Marketplace Ministry, and you are invited to join the movement as a messenger. I'm Tamara Andress, the one on the mic, but I honestly see it as a machete to cut through the lies, declare truth, transform narratives, and catalyze Christians like you and me to speak, write, build, and testify. I'd blow a trumpet right now if I could. This is a clarion call. It's not just time to rise. It's time to vocalize unfiltered, uncompromising, unashamed, and undeniably bold. Together, we will turn your message into a movement, igniting global change, making disciples of nations, and touching the lives of billions by doing business God's way. This is not just another podcast to listen to and get stuck into a knowledge cycle with new information. It's an initiation into a transformative movement where isolated entrepreneurship is no more and the hustle and grind biz building is not welcome. We are operating from Sabbath rest and focused on sustenance, not success. Let's go, y'all. Welcome to the Messenger Movement. All right, y'all, I am excited today. I'm not going to be huffing and puffing, and I shouldn't be excited about that because I do love to move, and you know this about me, but I am not on a Peloton. So sorry, not sorry, but I am dealing with like a crazy vein, varicose vein situation, and it is requiring multiple procedures and currently a full leg. It's really sexy. Let's just be honest. It looks like I have a prosthetic. And I am really grateful that it is creating compression for my veins right now, but I can't move my lower body on a Peloton. So here I am, shifting my seat, shifting my energy a little bit, and coming with a little bit more of a prepared message than those Holy Spirit talk off cuff, what is he going to say, I have no idea types of conversations that generally drop on our Thursday shows. So if you're tuning in to this, you are tuning in with the knowledge of what's about to come out, because I'm going to be specifically curating about the challenges, the obstacles, the trials, the tribulations that we face as global messengers. And it's a pretty long list. It's an exhaustive list. It probably, you could come up with your own and drop some in the chat right now if you're watching live and you're like, yeah, I've come up with these trials as I've been trying to get this message out to the world. And I think a lot of times to define global messengers, global, of course, when you look on a map, is everywhere. It's to all nations. Go and tell all the nations, right? Make disciples of all nations. And this is a command from the Lord. And there are several commands in the word that is connected to our obedience, our action. He does give us free will, but are we actually showing up for it? Understanding that some people are called, well, we're all called to our neighbors, but to local neighborhoods, which are representative of all nations, because all nations derived out of one place from Adam and Eve. So no matter the territory, don't just shut me out because you're like, oh, I'm not going global. Well, you are. Your seed that you plant will go global at some point because of the ripple effect, not only energetically, but communicatively. Wow, that's a big word. Communicatively. I think it's a word. If I made it up, hopefully you understand what I'm saying. Ultimately, what goes in someone's heart will eventually come out of their mouth. And whether they give you the affirmation or the credit, we know this happens often, that, hey, so-and-so said this, and they're regurgitating that information or even regurgitating that fruit, right? Global messengers also can go around and just pass out fruit. We had this awesome conversation in another podcast that I host. If you have never gone and listened to it, I highly recommend it. It's specific for faith-driven entrepreneurs. It's a place where we commune on a weekly basis every Wednesday. In fact, at 12 o'clock Eastern, you're always welcome. It's called the Founder Collective Podcast. And we recently had a conversation about how and are we marketing our fruit, right? Generally, you're marketing an outcome. You're marketing an ROI. You're marketing an invitation, but are you utilizing a resource that God has already given you because of your abiding nature in Him? Are you marketing joy? Well, you know, here on this show and through my business and all those things, like, joy has been the one thing that has been steadfast through my business, no matter if I'm a publishing house, no matter if I'm a podcast retreat host, no matter if I am a wholeness and wellness women's advocate, right? And we're going around the world. I do all of these things. What is the same fruit that's passed out no matter what the methodology is, no matter what the message is always the same? I hope you're realizing that too. No matter what my business strategy is or tactic or company name is or program title is at that time, it's all coming back to the fact that I have the fruit of joy. I have multiple, but really the joy is the most external, visible one that most people comment on. And I never thought about this until this long car ride the other day getting a puppy. And so I brought it up to the group that was talking, and you can go again and listen to this podcast. I'll link it below so you can have access to it more quickly. But it was so rich. And I thought about that as a global messenger, whatever your specific message is connected to the one message that we should be serving out, which is the good news, there are going to be a lot of obstacles. Okay, let's get back down to it. What are we here for? I actually have a list of 12, but I think I'm going to go, or it's actually, I compiled 10, but I'm going to probably, based on time, just so we keep this concise and I can keep your intention engaged, because I don't want to just be a Debbie Downer about all of the trials you're going to go through, because we know that that's inevitable. But I want to give you guys context to these particular things biblically. One, so you have a point of reference. I think it's so important. I had this amazing conversation. I won't go into details yet because it's really not my information to share. But my part of the story that I can share is that I've been praying for this person for a really long time. I have wailed on my face on the floor of my living room. I have been afraid from anxiety attacks and worry and fear based on stories that the enemy is trying to project on me about this person. I mean, we've been friends, we've been foes, we've been family. We're all the things in the above, but I have been praying over this person no matter what state of connectivity or relationship we're in. And he shared with me last night that he had an encounter with the Lord, okay? First encounter with the Lord. So amazing. I could hear the giddiness, the awe, the wonder, all the things that the good news should provide to someone. And to know that we might not be the bearer of said good news in that particular moment. We might not, like Jesus with his own hometown, be the people who gets to witness and to say, oh my gosh, this person brought me to the Lord, or because of something that she said or he said, this thing transpired in my heart. But because of the fruit, we're always passing out. We're always giving freely because it's an abundance. It never runs out. You never run dry when you're connecting to the Lord. They take witness. They bear witness to your fruit, and you're always going to be a part of people's stories. So I'm telling you this because there has been so many obstacles, and the very first thing upon this encounter that this person wanted to do was to run to the Bible to find out, where has this happened to somebody else? And so that is the power of testimony. That is the power of written word. It's why I have a publishing house. I'm like, everyone needs to document this stuff. But the publishing house is also a podcasting home that allows you to catalyze your message in a multiple of different ways, because it is. Sometimes it's spoken word, sometimes it's written word, sometimes it's lived out word, right? I believe that's the business building side of it. We're living out the word through the way that we serve other people. And I thought about that for these obstacles is the reference points to say, man, there are other trials and tribulations that I'm going to face. And yet, because of the good news, because of the word, because of the documented living word, we have access to say, man, if they did it, I can do it. If that person who appeared to be wicked and was killing Christians then had this conversion because of this encounter and is able to now go and make disciples of all nations and have a message that is worth telling, if there is the woman at the well who has faced all of this rejection and abandonment and she's walked out and walked in sin in so many different ways, mainly one way we know, but many different ways, right, in her life, that she can just leave the water behind and just run to the city and not care what anyone else thinks, because a man told me all about myself, everything he ever knew, everything I ever did. He told me, come and listen, right? It's not about, as a global messenger, engaging them with us, engaging them with our name, becoming more of an influence in their life, having more followers, having more subscribers. That's not what it's about. Do those things happen? Yeah. I actually think they happen organically without you even requesting, because you are creating a movement, right? When a message has energy behind it, when it has action behind it, when it has intention behind it, when it has fruit behind it, it becomes a movement. It's like, they're passing out the fruit that you helped them plant and seed in their own life. Now it's God's watering and God's growing and all of those things. We know this. And yet, because you spoke out, because you wrote it down, because you said it, because you made the post, because you built the business, whatever and however you serve your fruit and you serve the good news out, you are going to be a part of the story. Not in pride, not in ego, but in truth. So let's talk about these five things. I haven't even gotten to the thing. Goodness gracious, I could just ramble, right? But I want to give context. I want to give, like, here's the platform for where these obstacles are coming from and then the reference points connected to them. Okay, so what battles are you going to face as a global messenger? This is like kind of one you're probably not thinking about, but it is true. And something I've experienced in the multiple countries that I've visited is cultural and linguistic barriers. Okay, you're going to be going to other territories, even other neighborhoods, even other cities within your own state. They have different dialect. They have different phrases. They have different, you know, businesses that are like priority in those places. They have different influencers in those cities. There's different kind of ways in which they dress and ways and places in which they go, right? So there's cultural and linguistic barriers. You cannot plan to show up to a place and have immediate impact in your own flesh. Obviously, God can have impact the second your feet land if your ears and eyes and heart are open to the opportunity, but there might be barriers. They won't look like you. They won't have the same food that you eat. They won't have the same nuances that you have. They're going to have different context to situations. And biblically, we know this happened a lot, right? Think about Jesus. Every time he went into another place, if it was an agricultural. Help me out. Anyway, if it was that genre of society, if it was a farming, let's go simple. If it was a farming community, he spoke to the farmers. He spoke about harvest and seed, grow, time, seed, time, harvest, right? He spoke about that to them. If it was to the tax collectors, he's speaking to the tax collectors about wealth and finances and bearing your treasures and all these other pieces. So we have to be prepared when we go anywhere. I'm preparing for a message right now for two different conferences that are going to have, you know, hundreds of different people from across the country and one of them from across the world. And I have to be prepared to know that there's going to be some cultural and linguistic differences from how I was raised and what I know and what version of the Bible, holy moly, that's a whole other conversation that I read than what they read or what they've been raised in what denomination. And here on the Messenger Movement podcast, we are breaking down denominational divides. So if you're listening to this and you're like, whoa, she's Pentecostal, or whoa, she's Baptist, or whoa, she's non-denominational, I just say yes. Okay? So Apostle Paul faced cultural and linguistic barriers when he was taking the news, traveling across the Roman Empire to spread the gospel. He adapted the message, just like Jesus did, in the cultural context, and he was seen in this approach multiple times, and this was seen specifically in the different letters he wrote, but also to the Athenians in Acts 17, 16 through 34, okay? So go there when you are thinking of, oh, I'm going to go on a missions trip and I'm going to speak the gospel to all of these sweet Dominicans. And you're like, oh, wait, I can't speak Spanish. And then when they have a translator who is supporting you, who doesn't create language or sentence structure the same way you do, you got to be prepared. You have to understand. You have to do some work. You have to study and prepare. You have to know that you might step out of boundary to some of those cultural and linguistic barriers, and you're going to have grace for yourself, and you're also going to have to ask for forgiveness, because sometimes you're going to step on people's toes and they're going to take it the wrong way. All right, barrier one. Next one is opposition and persecution. Dun, dun, dun. Nobody wants to talk about that, right? Like, we're talking about like, oh, I'm going to face enemy tactics. You're like, yeah, the enemy is constantly going to oppose you. He doesn't want your message to get out there. He's going to always also persecute you mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, relationally. He's coming after you. When you raise your hand and you say, here I am, Lord, send me. And he does it. The very next day, you're going to be like, you're going to have a sore throat. You're going to lose your voice. Right? I had a pastor who recently, she lost her voice. She is the worship leader. She is a pastor, and her voice is her gem, right? Like, that's the thing that God gave her. 6 weeks laryngitis. What do you do then? How is her fruit projecting and producing and multiplying? It was possible. It was really beautiful to witness, actually. But opposition and persecution. So many, many, many messengers throughout history have experienced this, and especially based on beliefs and messages. And sometimes this is why people were like, you know what? You don't agree with me. I'm just going to create my own denomination. We're not doing that. We're not going to do that. We're going to go right back to the root. We're going to stay true to the truth here on this show and always, because that's what we do as global messengers. Because if you're trying to deter and fray and go to the hinges of your own context, you're going to face some additional trials and tribulations because the wrath of God is coming your way. But thinking about that, the opposition can come from religious people, likely, mostly. That's not how I perceive that context of that text, of that verse, right? Or my God would never do something like that. Or you're creating your own platform and that is not God's plan for you. You guys, if you're picking up a microphone, if you're writing a book and putting your name on it, I can promise you there will be people who are going to persecute you. They're going to throw, I'm thinking of like, what do they throw fruit at people on the stage back in the day? Like, get off the stage, right? They're going to tell you, get off the stage. How are you going to handle that? What posture are you going to receive there? Are you going to receive that in the posture of offense? Or are you going to press on towards the prize? Are you going to have so much rooted identity in who you are and whose you are and what God has called you to do and what he has called you to say? And it's going to be so rooted because it's not even your words. You guys, when you are a global messenger and it's not your words, it's his words, hands up. I surrender. It's not even about me. Sure, you can throw the fruit, but guess what? I have a barricade in front of me. Talking about barriers, we have barricade, and his name is Jesus Christ. He stands in front of us. And so this opposition of religious or political or social or economical, it's going to happen. You're going to feel threatened. Your message is going to feel stifled at times. But hello, this is a podcast that can reach the nations in the click of a button, the press of a play, right? We have to utilize the resources that we have, and we have to recognize that Jesus himself did this by foot, did this by word of mouth. We have all of these added measures of resources. We can connect with our people. We don't have to feel the same level of rejection as Jesus did in his hometown, because we have our people across the nation, across the world, who say, keep going, Tamara. Keep speaking that truth. Keep saying that thing. Don't stop now. I see God's anointing on your life. I see the mantle on your life. You're going to have encouragers just as much as you are going to have the people throwing the fruit. The Pharisees and the Sadducees, this is a religious context one, right? As well as the Roman authority, so this is the political, opposed him. You're going to have opposition. And you know what? I'm at this point where I'm like, you know what? Enemy, try me. I say this on the edge of the stage often. I dare you. I dare you to do what God told you to do. I dare you to stay disciplined. I dare you to be obedient. I dare you to go to the hardest cultural, the hardest political, the hardest authority that you could think of and speak that. And deal with your flesh in the process, because there's going to be resistance, right? I don't even know. Do I have this on my list? Personal sacrifice and struggle, maybe? Yeah, maybe. Sin that you're going to have to face, man, spiritual warfare. Wow, there's so many. I'm going to keep going down this list, and I'm going to have to do multiple because we're running out of time here, because I want to keep this tight for you guys. So we're only going to go through three of the five, but the resistance that you're going to feel connected to ego, connected to pride, connected to flesh, man, you're going to want comfort. You're going to want it. And I am speaking this message not only to you, but to myself. Because the Lord keeps reminding me in so many different ways, and I don't want to give away all of these personal moments with the Lord, but one of them recently was like, Tamara, you're like a John the Baptist, and you're a little crazy. You're going to appear a little crazy. You're going to be a little bit more put together, a little bit more clean shaven. Thank you, Jesus, for a razor, than John the Baptist. But you have a hard message to share, and yet it is simple. And it's actually your message too. So this is why the messenger movement is for the rebels. It's for the wild ones. It's for the ones who are like, yes, I'll blaze that trail. Yes, I'll go out front. Yes, I'll face every single barrier, and I will hurdle over it by my physical condition, from my vessel and the way that I steward my mouth and the way that I steward my heart and my fruit and the way that I show up for God, because he shows up for me. The way that I say yes confidently, and I do it by saying the truth, is repent, for the kingdom of God is near. It's that simple, right? And repentance feels so hard. And John the Baptist is like, you know, facing all these barriers. This is it. This is number three, because that is not on the list, but I'm going to add it on the list now, is the resistance to pride and ego, the resistance to that root sin, that resistance to stay comfortable, to stay in your own safety zone. There's more resistance. Next week, I'll be talking about resistance to change and logistical challenges and media and propaganda and spiritual warfare and all of these other layers. But I told you there's going to be something new with the shift of this name of this podcast. And no matter when you're jumping in, maybe even listening to a Fit and Faith episode first and then coming into the messenger movement, it's all linked. It's all connected. It's all the same heart. It's just the evolution of where God has me. You too are in an upgrade season. You too are being asked to go first, and you're going to face barriers because somebody else hasn't come to knock them down yet. But just like so many biblical characters, so many biblical, they're not characters, they're people, right? The truth, then what they experienced, they wanted to stay comfortable. Could you imagine leaving to become a disciple, leaving your home, leaving your wife like Peter did, leaving your job, your profession? This is a generational tie. You're leaving these things behind to go and follow this guy. Yes, it's the Messiah, 100%, but they didn't even fully know that yet. They just trusted because of the fruit that he carried, because of the confidence that he had, because of the truth that he was speaking that no one else was speaking, because of the knowledge that he had of the Old Testament. He was a rabbi, you guys. So when people have deemed, you know, Tamara, you're an entrepreneurial rabbi, I'm like, oh, I've got so much work to do before you can call me that. I can't even receive that. Because I need to know everything there is to know. And that's a becoming journey. That's an opportunity. It's an invitation to get to know God better every single day. So that when the words that do come out of my mouth are all scripturally sound. I hope these three barriers you can relate to. I hope that you draw back to the word to see the examples and how those people face those barriers culturally, linguistically, in the oppositions and the persecutions and in the resistance to essentially stay comfortable. That's what it is. Comfort. That's the protection is sometimes ego, right? Pride. But God is like, will you lay it all down for me? Will you be my messenger? Are you willing? You are able because God is able and he is the most possible God for all the enemy warfare that you're going to face, all the barricades that are going to come your way. But I encourage you, friend, I encourage you, fellow rebel. I like imagine me with like the blue paint on my face and I'm on the stallion and I am Braveheart. I love that movie. Let's go, Mel Gibson. And I'm like, freedom, right? That's what John the Baptist was saying. He's like, repent, the kingdom of God is near. And guess what? You can have freedom. Come on, God. Thank you, Jesus, for today. Thank you for you. I thank God for you. Not even just as a listener, not as a fan, not as a follower, blah, 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 but as a fellow warrior, as a fellow freedom fighter, as a fellow messenger. I hope that this equipped you today. I hope it encouraged you today. And I hope that you're reminded that you're not alone. Of all things, because you're not. And you're loved and you're seen and you are called and you are sent. So go today, now. You're sent as a messenger of the King Most High. Let's go. Love you guys. Hey y'all, it's me again. Before you go, let's solidify the flame that was ignited within you today by sharing the spark with your own community. Whether it's mentally, physically, emotionally, relationally, or spiritually, I would love for you to take the step right now by declaring your takeaway. Snap a pic of the episode and share it on your stories or posts, and you can tag me and the guest, and we will surely feature you on our Instas. Hey, you may even unlock a new accountability buddy in me or them. We're totally in this together, and we appreciate the extra step taken. I would be so grateful if you even took the extra step. Come on, give me that extra sauce and leave a review on iTunes for the podcast listening app that is of your choice. I'm going to be featuring your thoughts, in fact, and it's going to be so fun in upcoming episodes. So you'll not only hear your name on the show, but maybe even your passion project or whatever big shout out you want me to make. So please, as a fellow writer, leave some words that I can attest to, and I can't wait to read what you have to say. Thanks again for being a loyal listener, and I hope to meet you in person soon at one of the events that we are speaking at or hosting. And I say we because the Fit and Fake team could not do this without you. Until next time, blessings over your joy, health, wealth, and wholeness. This is the Fit and Faith Way. I want to take just a second to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with us and this podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network, which is obviously why we got connected and are so grateful to be a part of the community. They have shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Some of mine that I listen to on a regular basis are on Life Audio. Even some of our community members who have been a part of the Fit and Faith team through our coaching or different organizations, they're there too. So I definitely want to drive you over there, check it out, and thanks again, Life Audio, for being you.
I found myself on a ledge, three stories high at some condominiums, contemplating my life and struggling to understand my purpose. Have you ever found yourself on a ledge? My name is Billy Yant. I'm a caring father, mentor, and friend. In my new podcast, Billy and the Goat, I share the life-changing events that shaped who I am today to remind you that no matter how far you've fallen, God can help you get up and thrive. Listen now at lifeaudio.com.